Ideas like this defeat themselves. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. Yesterday, I mentioned an article by Jerry Coyne that claimed to know with certainty that free will is an illusion, and that physics and chemistry really determine our thoughts and actions. Of course, if that's true, Coyne's article was predetermined by the same mindless process, and so was our choice to believe him or not. But still, Coyne says, we're stuck with this illusion that we have free will, so we have to pretend to have free will even though we know we don't. We'll have to pretend we can choose whether to buy his book, Why Evolution is True. And if we read it, we'll have to pretend it makes some difference whether we choose to believe it's true. Or that anything we believe has meaning if all our thoughts are determined for us. We'll have to pretend the writing from the chemistry and physics inside his brain means something, and that our brains, physics and chemistry, can actually understand it. We'll even have to pretend to choose that we're pretending to choose all this. Whew, that's an awful lot of pretending. For more, and to read a response to Coyne's article by Tom Gilson, come to thepointradio.org. I'm John Stone Street.